Hello and welcome. This is 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. We just heard 6 Feet Under by Chase Your Words. That was from the Permanent Rain Radio, which I love their name. I love Permanent Rain because on a day like today, it really feels like permanent rain. I was looking at the forecast, I guess it was like last week maybe, and it was the 10-day forecast, and it was just rain. And you know how like meteorologists are always kind of like I don't want to say it's definitely going to be, so they throw out like percentages like 70%, 60%, whatever. It was 100% rain every day for 10 days, and that's what we've got. So permanent rain is what it feels like. But that was their stuff, that was then. It's still raining outside though, unfortunately. Or at least it was 5 minutes ago when I swam here. But this is The Spice of Life. We play post-rock. I hang out. I try to get guests on, but I don't have any friends. And so I keep inviting people and they never show up. So if anyone's hanging out and they want to come chill in the booth, you could do that up. In the booth upstairs in the sub, because it'll just be me talking to myself as usual. Hopefully there are people listening, but it definitely feels like I'm talking to myself. Which is fine. I'm okay with that. We're going to play post-rock. The Royal We. It's just me today. But there's... So this week's playlist kind of happened upon really shoegazy stuff. And when I say shoegazy stuff, I mean like pretty raw, pure shoegaze. So it's going to get a little... it's going to get a little weird, I'm thinking. If you don't know what shoegaze is, it's a little hard to explain. But we'll get there together. Definitely. It's kind of like modulated guitar stuff. It's fundamentally a rock genre, but they've taken modulating pedals and they distort the guitar sound. So you get this like wavy wall of sound flow of just stuff going on. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. But if you could put on your chill pants now, this would be a good time. Just take the opportunity and put on your chill pants, whatever they may be. Or take them off, and if your chill pants are no pants, more power to you. We're going to get this started with a song called Murmurations by a band called The Union Trade. And this is kind of somewhere between post-rock and shoegazy, but it's good. It's good, and it'll... set the tone, and then once the tone is set, we can move forward there with that, I guess. So, Murmurations by The Union Trade. Here we go. Thank you. We just heard Murmurations by the Union Trade. And that's got some haunting vocals. I like that. That is a good shoegazy type introduction to the kind of stuff we're going to see today. I forgot to mention, this is a thing that I do occasionally. That's the spice of the week, I guess. I was going to say spice of the day, but then for the days that Spice of Life isn't on, then you got to have a spice for that. So this week's spice is jasmine, and I'm on the Wikipedia page trying to determine whether it actually is a spice or not. It's in tea. I think it's an herb. There's jasmine syrup. Weird fact, so jasmine rice actually has nothing to do with jasmine. It just is it's a rice that smells like jasmine. Jasmine is the national flower of Hawaii, Indonesia, Pakistan, and the Philippines. And there's like a lot of stuff about jasmine. There are a lot of species of jasmine plants, like J. bizanum. The J stands for jasmine. I'm assuming it could stand for Jordan, or Jerry, or Jeffrey, maybe. It's probably Jeffrey. Anyway, there's more than you ever wanted to know about jasmine. And there's a lot about it, too. Wikipedia is a heck of a place. It'll steal your free time and fill your brain with random uselessness. What else? That's all I wanted to say about jasmine. Not really sure if it's a spice or not, but we'll take it. We have a pretty low bar for spices on The Spice of Life. Just so long as it's a spicy thing, it can be a spice. I'm going to move on, then, to the next song. It's by a band called Lemco Hall, and the song is The Resurrection. And it's a bit of a departure from the theme of chill pants and no pants and shoegazy stuff. I mean, it's still same vein, but it's not quite as chill, but it's still a chill song. So if you could continue to chill, that's all I'm asking, I guess, is the point of that. So the song is The Resurrection. It's by Lemco Hall, and I will see you after this song. We'll be right back. We just heard Lemko Hall playing The Resurrection. And they're a Swedish band, actually, which is cool. Sweden's a cool place. If you have listened to the show before, you know that I took a 100-level class in Swedish last term, and therefore I know all about Sweden and can speak it not fluently at all. I know, like, maybe 30 words, but it was a fun class. Anyway, I like that song. I maybe oversold it as being not chill when it's quite chill, but compared to the chillness of, I mean, it's a, I think there's like a logarithmic scale of chilling, and it's like, it's on the chilling scale, but like, there's more chilling to come. So I hope you're not too cold, because we're going to keep chilling things down. Speaking of cold, it is still ungodly hot in here. I mean, I really wish there was not a sort of ban on being naked in here, because it's very, I'm sweating uncomfortably, which I don't know why I have to tell you that, but it feels good to tell someone, get that off my chest. So, what else is new? Right, okay, that reminds me. This is important because if you're a fan of the show, or if you're going to be a fan of the show, next week I am not going to be here because it's reading week, and so I'm going to go back to Victoria and hang out with my family. But there will still be a Spice of Life at this time. It's just going to be an old one. So I'm going to get like one of the old ones to play, which is cool. So if you haven't been a fan for a long time, maybe check that out. Sidebar, all the other shows were, they're all podcasted and they're online. So you should check those ones out too, if you like some of the tunes, or if you want to hear, me sing It Ain't Easy Being Green. That was fun, in my Kermit the Frog accent. What other highlights? I interviewed George Takei Soundboard. That was a fun show. We played The Bachelor. We've had a lot of good times. I'm going to have to make like a compilation, good times with the Spice of Life. Maybe spicy times or something. Or like, I ate too much spice in Mexico because I thought that the salsa was salsa, and instead it was just spice. So I put it all over my like taco, and then I ate it, and I had the most fiery, unpleasant poop for a few days. That would be another good name for the title and not a thing that actually happened to me. So, the things you admit on radio, how about that? The next song I'm going to play and hope, and we can pretend none of that ever happened, is by a band called Balta, and the song is Different Me, Brand New You. Here it is on The Spice of Life.
Thank you. Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Wednesday, February 25th.
You can meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel.
Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts,
technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more.
Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad.
For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com.
And admission is free.
The UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
And we are back. This is the Spice of Life, and I managed to blackmail a friend into joining us, so we have a friend.
Hello, everybody.
So, Stephen, I understand that the main reason you wanted to come on was to discuss your latest book release.
Yes. Oh, most definitely.
So tell us about it.
Well, it's really, I mean, it's essentially, it's an analysis of the relationship that I had with my father, except really interposed over sort of more of an improvisational context, I think. It sort of delves deep into a lot of, a lot of what makes us tick as human beings. And ultimately, I think it has a lot to say about, politics.
And I really enjoyed your economics commentary that was just kind of slid right in the middle.
You know, I like to slide that in there. I think if watching sort of politics over the past 12 years have taught me anything, it's that really anybody can have an opinion on economics. And so I thought I would get mine in there as well.
And I think it's about the sharing of opinions that's just so key.
I mean, that's what keeps our democracy together, certainly. And I think that's what keeps us together as humans. And that's really what the book is about. Short of my relationship with my father and also, life.
So you had an interesting relationship with your father, and I have a couple of questions about it, if that's okay.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so you and your dad used to play catch a lot, and that was like a big bonding experience for you.
That's true. And that sort of ended when I introduced the bowling ball, was when that really ended.
That really changed the dynamic, I bet.
It did. It made it just, and this is hard to talk about, but it just made it so much hard to sustain a game. And I think that crossed over into our relationship. You know, you're tossing this 20-pound ball around and you're trying to catch it and it's just not working. And he would say to me, "Steven, you can't play catch with a bowling ball." And I would say,
It's good to hear you laugh about it.
I'm tearing up a bit, you know. It's good to hear. But he would say, "Steven, you can't play catch with a bowling ball." And I'd say, "Watch me."
And I mean, like, based on endurance alone, that's a difficult task.
It is. And also just in general, when you're 8 and the bowling ball weighs about a quarter of your body weight, it's some would say impossible.
Would you say that when he was unable to catch the ball, that he was dropping the ball on parenthood on you?
I think that might be the metaphor.
Okay.
Certainly it was what happened.
Okay. Really interesting. So we're going to be talking a lot about this in the next coming half hour, but this is also a music show, so I'm going to play a song, let Steven recollect his thoughts a little bit and just put all the pieces together. So really just a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So this next song is by a band called Fantastic Lovers, and the song is Aleutian Low. Spice of Life, Ben Life, Steven's here hanging out. Hey. We just heard the song Aleutian Low by Fantastic Lovers. Good luck finding that one. It's like, I barely found it. I have nothing, no knowledge about what the band is about. I just found it. It's like digging up songs from like the mid-90s. So that's what I'm doing. But more importantly, Steven, you were mentioning over the break, you're actually just a very talented person all around.
Some would say.
Your words, not mine.
Well, I... yes.
And so I have heard that you have an album out recently. It's an LP.
Yes, that's true. I did just put out a new LP. It's called Quark Snark, Journeys Through Space and Time. And it's really about my relationship with my mother.
it's a touchy subject. Both of them are. So what kind of music is it? I've heard it described as like noise punk, but also like a country kind of feel.
Yeah, I would describe it maybe as both. What I think our sound producer said best, and I think that this really makes the most amount of sense, is it's as if Johnny Cash traveled to Mars and then came back and wrote an album with the dead Kennedys is really what we were going for. That's certainly, I mean, I don't really believe that an album can have a theme, but if it did, I mm-hmm. think that would be it.
That and the mother.
The mother's a subtext of that story, of that space travel story.
Okay. Where does the mother come in with the space travel?
It's more that the traveling in the ship is sort of a metaphor for mother.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. And is Mother Earth, like, you're leaving the Earth to go to Mars? Is that a...
You know, that's a good point. I think that that's a really accurate point.
Okay.
We actually hadn't considered that, but I'm going to go ahead and take that. I'm going to take
yours.
That.
It's yours. And, you can have it.
Yeah, probably going to include that in the album notes.
So which part of it, I guess, is the birth canal, if we want to talk about that?
If we want to talk about that in terms of the metaphor?
Yeah.
Would
it be like the spaceship or the launch site, or
I think it
or maybe the dead Kennedys?
The launch site. I
okay.
think. Yeah. No, it would be the launch site. Potentially the upper atmosphere.
Okay.
It depends on where you want to.
Stratosphere
really...
or like blogosphere.
Probably stratosphere.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm curious too, because I've read your recent book that we were talking about before the break. What was it called again? By the way, it's slipping my mind.
I believe it was called Heaviest Catch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any interplay with the album and the book?
There is a bit.
Okay.
The album is interspersed with my narration from the book, sort of as like breaks from the album, because I think that you can't give people too much of something this deep and meaningful.
It's pretty heavy.
At one go.
Yeah.
So I decided to cut up with my book in that, and also reviews of the book from Amazon are included as well.
Okay. And I heard a rumor, and I don't know if this is true. If you play your album backwards, it syncs up with The Wizard of Oz. Was that on purpose?
We weren't going for The Wizard of Oz. We were going for Tremors.
Okay.
And it turns out that the syncopation just wasn't there as well, but it fits pretty well over Tremors 2. So,
okay, and I guess like Tremors 2 and The Wizard of Oz have a similar plot line, so
it makes sense.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good. Good, because I thought that was pretty amazing that you guys strung that together. Do you record under a band name, or is it just you?
It's just me.
Okay,
yeah, it's me, kind of just doing everything, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I would love to play one of your tracks on the show one time, but unfortunately I don't have any prepared.
That's okay. Yeah, unfortunately I don't carry them with me.
Okay.
Sort of as a copyright thing.
Yeah. So the next song I want to play for you guys is by a band called Winter Equinox, and the song is Two Eyes. We'll be right back.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill, creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
We are back with The Spice of Life. The song that we heard before those PSAs was by Winter Equinox. It was the song Two Eyes off the album Safe and Sound. Winter Equinox is pretty cool. They're a Canadian band, and I like them. So that's kind of what I meant when I said we're in the chill zone with chill pants and chill stuff, other chill accessories, like maybe some mittens. And We have a real treat, actually, today. So Stephen has agreed to read us an excerpt from his book, which is yet to be published, but it's going to do great.
Hoping to be picked up soon. Yes,
I think it'll be on Oprah too.
That's the plan. Yeah, I'm told that we're that we're going to go on the network sometime, hopefully before the start of summer.
Okay.
Anyways, yes, this following excerpt is leading up to the scene with really the sort of the pivotal moment in the book when I describe my feelings attempting to play catch with a bowling ball. The grass was tattered with the dry brown of the end of August. I stood on my doorstep, bowling ball in hand, waiting for my father. Those days were filled with waiting, waiting to grow old, waiting to grow younger. But on that day, I was waiting for something special. The bowling ball was 20 pounds, and I thought it would make catch more fun. I was wrong. I could not catch it, nor could my father.
Wow, that was beautiful. I'm going to be honest, I'm tearing up a little.
Yeah. You know, it's if I can describe it by myself, I think it's a powerful book. It's a powerful book.
I could agree. Wow, I can't wait to get my hands on the whole thing. It's just really a pleasure.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to come out, and it's been a pleasure being on today.
Okay, good. We have another song for us, for your listening pleasure. It's by a band called Scienceferic, and the song is I Like the Ride.
Thank you.
So we just heard I Like the Ride by Scienspheric, and they're Canadian too, and they're cool. I like them. So we got one more song. We're running out of time, which is a shame. It's been a real pleasure having you on board.
It's been great as well. Everybody, don't be afraid to buy and read Heaviest Catch when it comes out, whenever mm-hmm. that is.
And I'm really, when you come on again, I want to hear all about your cookbook.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's a story for another day.
Yeah, but the recipes, just the creativity.
Real Antarctic culture, I think, is what I was going for. And
okay.
I nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that you do with the seal fat is really, it is magnificent.
You know, it's you got to change the culinary game too if you're going to get into this, and that's what I was going for.
Yeah, I'm just so impressed at all of your accomplishments, so it's really, it's been a pleasure having you on the show and learning so much from you.
It's been wonderful.
And about, I guess, your relationship with your parents.
Well, of course.
Which is, and the cookbook had to do with an uncle, was that right?
Yes, it does. It's about my relationship with my uncle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a very interesting family.
Oh yeah,
family dynamic
stories. You know,
yeah, it's... I would love to go to a family reunion of yours, just watch it all unfold.
It's pretty dramatic.
Okay, well, I don't know. I guess we gotta have a song play us out because we're running out of time. This is The Spice of Life. Up next is Marco with Astro Talk. We're hanging out from 2 to 3 every Thursday, except next Thursday when I won't be here, but it'll be an old show, so they'll still be here. Spice of Life, I guess, main point. Thanks for coming on, Stephen.
Well, thank you for having me.
And have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful weekend, and see you guys in 2 weeks. This last song is Walking by Lamplight by Nomads.